نحمده ونصلي على رسوله الكريم. أما بعد، فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. ولا يؤاخذ الله الناس بظلمهم ما ترك عليها من دابة ولكن يؤخرهم إلى أجل مسمى فإذا جاء أجلهم لا يستأخرون ساعة ولا يستقدمون. هذا الله punished the people immediately due to their wrongdoings. He would not have let on this world a single creature moving. Allah defers, you know. And this time, you should rectify your ways and you should repent to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He doesn't immediately punish. Had he been punishing immediately, there would not have remained even a single man on this earth. But he defers till a fixed time. A fixed time for every human being, that is death. A fixed time for a nation, that Allah knows. When you know the chastisement from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala comes. A fixed time for this whole of the universe, and that is Qiyamah, doomsday. فَإِذَا جَاءَ أَجَلُهُمْ لَا يَسْتَأْخِرُونَ سَاعَةً وَلَا يَسْتَقْدِمُونَ. But when their term, appointed time comes, they can neither put it back by a second or a single hour, nor advance it. Then the hour is fixed. وَيَجَلُونَ لِلَّهِ مَا يَكْرَهُونَ. And they are assigning to Allah which they don't like. That is the daughters, the subject which was discussed before also. وَتَصِفُ أَلْسِنَتُهُمُ الْكَذِبَ أَنَّ لَهُمُ الْحُسْنَى. And their tongues utter lies that we shall have the best in the hereafter. Allah has given us wealth in this world also, and we shall have the same thing in the akhirah. If there is any akhirah, if there is any hereafter, then Allah will give us all the bounties there also. لَا جَلَمَ أَنَّ لَهُمُ النَّارِ. There can be no doubt for them there will be fire. وَأَنَّهُمْ مُفْرَطُونَ. And they will be left neglected. تَاللَّهِ لَقَدْ أَرْسَلْنَا إِلَىٰ أُمَمٍ مِّن قَبْلِكَ فَزَيَّنَ لَهُمُ الشَّيْطَانُ أَعْمَالَهُمْ. By God, we have been sending our messengers to the nations before you, O Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. But the Satan made their deeds of the disbelievers attractive for them. فَزَيَّنَ الشَّيْطَانُ لَهُمُ الشَّيْطَانُ أَعْمَالَهُمْ فَهُوَ وَلِيُّهُمُ الْيَوْمِ. So today he is their friend. وَلَهُمْ عَذَابٌ أَلِيمٌ. And for them is the painful chastisement. You know, the Satan in this world makes beautiful all the wrong things, munkarat. Well, this is culture. This is civilization. These are our ways. Maybe we are gays, lesbians, all these things. And they think that they are doing this good thing. There's nothing wrong with it. Nothing to repent. Because the Satan has made these things attractive, luminous for them. So on the day of judgment, he will be the friend of all these people. And for them will be the worst and the most painful chastisement. وَمَا أَنزَلْنَا عَلَيْكَ الْكِتَابَ إِلَّا لِتُبَيِّنَ لَهُمُ الَّذِي اخْتَلَفُوا فِيهِ. And we have not sent down this book on you, O Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, except that you should make clear for them the things about which they have been differing. وَهُدًا and guidance, وَرَحْمَةً and mercy, لِقَوْمِ يُؤْمِنُونَ, for those who believe in it. وَاللَّهُ أَنزَلَ مِنَ السَّمَاءِ مَاءً. And Allah descends and sends down water from the heavens. فَأَحْيَا بِهِ الْأَرْضَ بَعْدَ مَوْتِهَا. And then he revives the land after its death. The land was lying barren. No vegetation, no greenery. All just like a graveyard, barren. But then rain comes and there's greenery. And you know, as if the earth, the land has been revived. وَاللَّهُ أَنزَلَ مِنَ السَّمَاءِ مَاءً فَأَحْيَا بِهِ الْأَرْضَ بَعْدَ مَوْتِهَا إِنَّ فِي ذَلِكَ لَآيَةً لِقَوْمٍ يَسْمَعُونَ. Definitely this is a sign for those people who listen with their hearts. Listen not only with their ears. وَإِنَّ لَكُمْ فِي الْأَنْعَامِ لَعِبْرَةً. And there is a lesson for you in your cattle. Nuskikum mimma fi butunihi. We give you to drink from that which is in their bellies. Min baini farsin wa damin labanan khalisan saigan li sharibin. From in between their blood and their excretions, in between from these things, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives you milk, pure milk, which is very tasty for the person who drinks it. Saigan li sharibin, very tasty for the person who drinks. Wa min samaratin nakhil wal anab. And from the fruit of the date palm and of the grapes, تَتَّخِذُونَ مِنْهُ سَكْرًا. You make out of them the intoxicants, the wines, وَرِزْقًا حَسَنًا. And along with that, they are a good food also. Nutritive food. إِنَّ فِي ذَلِكَ الْآيَةً لِقَوْمِ يَعْقِلُونَ. Verily, this is a sign for those who understand. Now, till that time, you know, wine was not declared prohibited. And because it was customary in Arabia, they used to drink just as the people drink here. The real thing to drink was the wine, not water. Water was for taking a bath and cleaning and so forth and so forth, not for drinking. The drink was wine for them also, just as you have it in the Western society. And because these surahs are Makki, and during the Makki period, wine had not been prohibited. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is mentioning this. وَمِنْ سَمَرَاتِ النَّخِيلِ وَالْعَنَابِ تَتَّخِذُونَ مِنْهُ سَكَرًا. You make intoxicants from them. وَرِفْقًا حَسَنًا. But along with this intoxication, they are good food, nutrition. إِنَّ فِي ذَلِكَ الْآيَةً لِقَوْمِ يَعْقِلُونَ. وَأَوْحَى رَبُّكَ إِلَى النَّحْلِ. And your Lord sent the inspiration to the bee, honey bee. أَنِ اتَّخِذِي مِنَ الْجِبَالِ بُيُوتًا. That you should have your houses. You should make homes in the mountains, but in a shadow, and on the trees, وَمِمَّا يَعْشُونَ. And on that which they erect, because you know people used to erect something so that the bee can come here and make a home over here. So either in the mountains or on the trees, or what people erect for them. ثُمَّ قُلِي مِنْ كُلِّ الثَّمَرَاتِ. Then, O bee, you eat from all the fruits in that area. فَسْلُكِي سُبُلَ رَبِّكِ رُلُلَا. And then you move on the ways of your Lord, which have been made smooth for you. يَخْرُجُ مِنْ بُطُونِهَا شَرَابٌ. From their bellies comes out a drink. مُخْتَلِفٌ أَلْوَانُهُ. The shades and colors of that are different. You know, this honey from this area, honey from that area, because here are flowers of that type and there are flowers of other type. So the smell would be different. The color will be different. يَخْرُجُ مِنْ بُطُونِهَا شَرَابٌ مُخْتَلِفٌ أَلْوَانُهُ فِيهِ شِفَاءٌ لِلنَّاسِ. In this is a cure for mankind. This is a medicine. This is a cure. إِنَّ فِي ذَلِكَ لَآيَةً لِقَوْمِ يَتَفَكَّرُونَ. Verily, in this is a sign for those who ponder and reflect. وَاللَّهُ خَلَقَكُمْ ثُمَّ يَتَوَفَّاكُمْ. And Allah has created you, and then He will make you live. وَمِنْكُمْ مَنْ يُرَدُّ إِلَىٰ أَرْضَ لِلْعُمُرِ. And there are for amongst you who will be returned to this senile age. أَرْضَ لِلْعُمُرِ. You are in 90s. Now, senile, everything. So that you don't know. After knowing everything, now knowledge is gone. Memory is gone. And now you know nothing. Although you had known so many things. Inna Allah alimun qadir. Verily Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is all-knowing, all-powerful. وَاللَّهُ فَضَّلَ بَعْضَكُمْ عَلَىٰ بَعْضٍ فِي الرِّزْقِ. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala favored some over others in the provisions of this world. Someone He has made rich, someone poor. To someone He has given plenty. And someone, you know, has very meager and just sufficient to fulfill the needs. والله فضل بعضكم على بعض في الرزق فما الذين فضلوا براد رزقهم على ما ملكت ايمانهم. So those who are more favored by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, who are rich, they don't give up their belongings to the people who are the slaves to them. There are slaves also. He is a master, he is a chieftain, he has a lot of wealth, but he has slaves also, servants maybe, but nobody is going to make them partners in the wealth that he possesses. فَمَا الَّذِينَ فُضَّلُوا بِرَابِّ رِسْئِهِمْ عَلَىٰ مَا مَلَكَتْ أَيْمَانُهُمْ فَهُمْ فِيهِ سَوَاءٌ. So then they become equal. أَفَبِنِعْمَةِ اللَّهِ يَجْحَدُونَ. So do they want to belie the bounty of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Now this actually denotes to shirk. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has all the authority. The angels, the saints, the prophets, all are his servants. أَشْهَدُ أَنْ لَا إِلَهَ إِلَّا اللَّهُ وَأَشْهَدُ أَنَّ مُحَمَّدًا عَبْدُهُ وَرَسُولُهُ. He's a bondman. All the angels are obedient to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah ta'ala cannot distribute his authority to others. He has all the authority in his own hand. Just as you don't distribute your wealth to your servants or to your slaves. In this way, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is not going to distribute his authority. The authority is with him. Al-Aziz is. Wallahu ja'ala lakum min anfusikum azwajan. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has appointed for you from your own selves, the same species, your spouses. Now, man and woman, the same species, homo sapiens. It's in the same way. He goat and she goat, species is the same. وَاللَّهُ جَعَلَ لَكُم مِّنْ أَنفُسِكُمْ أَزْوَاجًا وَجَعَلَ لَكُم مِّنْ أَزْوَاجِكُمْ. And then he has given you from your wife, بَنِينَ وَحَفَدَةً, sons and grandsons. وَرَضَقَكُمْ مِنَ الطَّيِّبَاتِ. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given you very provided with you good things. أَفَبِالْبَاطِلِ يُؤْمِنُونَ وَبِنِعْمَةِ اللَّهِ هُمْ يَكْفُرُونَ. So now if they believe in falsehood and they are denying the bounties and blessings of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. وَيَعْبُدُونَ مِنْ دُونِ اللَّهِ مَا لَا يَمْلِكُ لَهُمْ رِزْقًا مِنَ السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ شَيْئًا وَلَا يَسْتَطِيعُونَ. And they are worshipping those, leaving Allah, they are worshipping those who don't have any authority, neither in the heavens nor in the earth, and they cannot provide them with anything. وَلَا يَسْتَطِيعُونَ. They don't have the authority. What can these idols do? What can the saints, the dead saints do for you? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala does everything for you. But you are leaving Allah, you are calling them, you are praying to them, you are invoking them. فَلَا تَظْلِمُوا لِلَّهِ الْأَمْثَالِ. So don't strike similitudes for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Because Allah is unique, nothing is like Him. So you cannot have a similitude with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. No simile can be used. إِنَّ اللَّهَ يَعْلَمُ وَأَنْتُمْ لَا تَعْلَمُونَ. Verily Allah knows and you don't know. You know not. ضرب الله مثلا عبدا مملوكا لا يقدر على شيء. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is striking a similitude of a person who is a slave to a person and he has no authority over anything. And on the other hand, there is the person وَمَنْ رَزَقْنَاهُ مِمَّا رِزْقًا حَسَنًا, whom we have given so many good things. هُوَ يُنْفِقُ مِنْهُ سِرًّا وَعَلَانِيَةً. And he is spending from his wealth openly and secretly. One is a slave, he owns nothing. He cannot give a penny to any beggar because nothing belongs to him. The other is a person, a free individual. He has wealth. He can give to whomever he likes. Can they be equal? هَلْ يَسْتَمُونَ. Can they be equal? Alhamdulillah, wa aktharuhum la ya'lamun. All praise be to Allah, but most of them know not. Because these idols or those deities, false deities which they are worshipping, they have no authority. They can't give anything to anybody. It's only Allah who can give you. whatever you require, whatever you pray for. وَضَرَبَ اللَّهُ مَثَلَ الرَّجُلَيْنِ And Allah strikes another similitude of two persons. A person having two slaves. أَحَدُهُمَا أَبْكَمُ One of those two slaves is dumb. He can't speak. لَا يَقْدِرُ عَلَى شَيْءٍ He cannot do anything. He doesn't have the capability of doing any work. وَهُوَ قَلٌّ عَلَى مَوْلَاهُ And he is himself a burden over his master. The master has to feed him. While he can't earn anything for the master, can't do any service for the master. So he's a burden. It's a liability for his master. هَيْدَمَا يُوَجِّهُ لَا يَعْتِمْ بِخَيْرِ Wherever he sends the master, sends the servant, the slave, he doesn't come back with some good. Nothing. He performs no act. هَلْ يَسْتَغِي هُوَا وَمَنْ يَعْمُرُ بِالْعَبْلِ Can he be equal to the other person, other slave, who commands justice, who says with justice, وَهُوَ عَلَىٰ صِرَاطِ مُسْتَقِيمِ And he is on the right path. Now this is the similitude of two individuals. Both accept Allah as their Lord. But one is dumb. He is not doing anything good. He is not forbidding people from bad, evil. He is not persuading people towards the right path. He is not calling, you know, the creators of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to the right path. And the other one is, well, he can speak, he can address people, he can call them to the right path. So in the eyes of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, this person, although both are the slaves, and both have accepted Allah as their Lord, but this person is much high in the eyes of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, who is doing all these things. وَلِلَّهِ غَيْبُ السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ And verily it is for Allah, all things, you know, all the unseen of the heavens and the earth belong to Allah. وَمَا أَمْرُ السَّاعَةِ إِلَّا كَلَهْوِ الْبَصَرِ And the matter of the Qiyamah is just like the twinkling of an eye. Sa'ah, the doomsday, when all this creation will be disturbed, all people will die. That is Sa'ah. Wa amru Sa'ah. What is Qiyamah? And what is Sa'ah? These two words are different. Qiyamah is the day of resurrection. إِذَا هُمْ قِيَامٌ يَنْظُرُونَ They will be revived from the dead, resurrected from the dead, and they will be standing, looking towards God, towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. فَإِذَا هُمْ قِيَامٌ يَنْظُرُونَ But Sa'ah is the doomsday. Well, you know, these mountains will move, and everything will die. So that is Sa'ah. وَمَا أَمْرُ سَعَةِ إِلَّا كَلَهْوِ الْبَصَرِ The matter of the Sa'ah, this doomsday, is just like the twinkling of an eye. Because, and the command of Allah, kun, and it will happen, without any time involved in it. أَوْ هُوَ أَقْرَبْ Maybe it's nearer than even that. إِنَّ اللَّهَ لَا كُلِّ شَيْءٍ قَدِيرٍ Verily Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has all the power, He can do everything. وَاللَّهُ أَخْرَجَكُمْ مِنْ بُطُونِ أُمَّهَاتِكُمْ لَا تَعْلَمُونَ شَيْئًا And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has taken you out from the wombs of your mothers. In a state that you knew nothing. No knowledge. When you are born, no knowledge. Then later, وَجَعَلَ لَكُمُ السَّمَعَ وَالْأَبْصَارَ وَالْأَفْئِدَةَ Then he gives you the hearing and the sight and inferring, the faculty of inferring. Mostly, the translators of Quran translate أَفْئِدَةَ as heart. I differ. أَفْئِدَةَ is the faculty of inferring. And getting results logically. This computer here in our brain, this is actually afsida. This heart is another thing. It has also an intellect. It also understands. Because this is the abode of our ruh, of our spirit. And the spirit has its own eyes. So heart sees, heart listens and hears, and heart reflects. All these faculties are there with heart also, because they are actually the functions of the ruh, the abode of ruh is our heart. But here when with sama and asar it comes, afida, it is the faculty of inferring. You have seen something, Then you saw another thing, now you infer. Compare the two, and a third result you get due to your inferring faculty. لَعَلَّكُمْ تَشْكُرُونَ Allah has given you all this. Shama, basar, and suad. So that you be grateful and you be thankful to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. أَلَمْ يَرَوْا إِلَى الطَّيْرِ مُسَخَّرَاتٍ فِي جَوِّ السَّمَاءِ Then don't they look to the birds who are supported in the vault of the heaven, in the atmosphere. They are supported. مَا يُمْسِكُهُنَّ إِلَّا اللَّهِ Who is supporting them? None but Allah. إِنَّ فِي ذَلِكَ الْآيَاتِ لِقَوْمِ يُؤْمِنُونَ Verily, in this is, there are the signs for those people who believe. وَاللَّهُ جَعَلَ لَكُمْ مِنْ بُيُوتَكُمْ سَكَنًا You see, the mounting is mercies of Allah and all these. How much detailed this question of this. As I told you, this is the most profound surah of Quran regarding this subject. التَسْكِيرُ بِعَلَىٰ اللَّهِ About it, you know, that question is asked 31 times in Surah Al-Rahman. فَبِأَيِّ عَلَىٰي رَبِّكُمَا تُكَسِّبَانِ Here the question is not being asked, but actually it is implied. These are the bounties of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Which one of these bounties are you going to deny? وَاللَّهُ جَعَلَ لَكُمْ مِنْ بُيُوتِكُمْ سَكَنًا And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has made in the form of your houses a place of repose and abode. وَجَعَلَ لَكُمْ مِنْ جُنُوبِ الْأَنْعَامِ بُيُوتًا And He has made for you from the skins and hides of the cattle, of the animals, tents. You know, those houses you carry from here to there, the nomads, they have the houses. بُيُوتًا تَسْتَخِفُّونَهَا يَوْمَ زَعْنِكُمْ وَيَوْمَ إِقَامَتِكُمْ These houses of yours which are made of the hides of animals, these are very light. On the day of your camping and on the day of your journeying, traveling, they are very easy to carry. You just take off the tent and you roll it and put on the back of the camel and go. And then wherever you want to camp, well, get it from the back of the camel and you know, there are the pens and the tent and the house is ready. وَاللَّهُ جَعَلَ لَكُمْ مِنْ بُيُوتَكُمْ سَكَنًا وَجَعَلَ لَكُمْ مِنْ جُنُوبِ الْأَنْعَامِ بُيُوتًا تَسْتَخِفُّونَهَا They are very light. يَوْمَ زَعْنِكُمْ وَيَوْمَ إِقَامَتِكُمْ On the day of your march and traveling and on the day when you want to camp. وَمِنْ أَصْوَافِهَا وَأَوْبَارِهَا وَأَشْعَارِهَا أَسَاسًا وَمَتَعَ الْآخِرِ And from their wool, now these three words, please note them. Wool from the sheep. This is aswaf, suf. The singular is suf. And the plural is aswaf. And that is the hair from the skin of the sheep. And then there are awbariha. They are the fur of camels. Number three, waashariha. Hair of the goat. These are the three sources from which, you know, then people, then they weave, and then they make the blankets, etc., etc. Asasan, in these things, you make your furnishings, وَمَتَعَنْ إِلَاهِينَ And enjoyment and using these things for a long period. وَاللَّهُ جَعَلَ لَكُمْ مِمَّا خَلَقَ ظِلَالًا And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has made for you shade out of which He has created. There is a tree and it has a shade and you can take rest in its shade. وَجَعَلَ لَكُمْ مِنَ الْجِبَالِ أَكْنَامًا And in the mountain He has made for you places to hide, places to take refuge. If you know a big torrential rain is coming and you are in some mountainous region and you sit down in some cave, so this is the place for hiding and this is the place of safety for you. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given you trees which give shade to you. وَجَعْلَ لَكُمْ مِنَ الْجِبَالِ أَكْنَانًا Then He has given you places to hide and rest in the mountains. وَجَعَلَ لَكُمْ شَرَابِيلَ تَقِيكُمْ And He has given you coats which protect you from the warmth, the sun. وَشَرَابِيلَ تَقِيكُمْ بَاسَكُمْ And coats which protect you during your war, when you are fighting. The armor. Armor Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, because it was first made by Hazrat Dawood alayhi salatu wa salam. He was the first person to make this armor out of steel. أو تستعرض. ثم الله جعل لكم مما خلق ظلالا وجعل لكم من الجبال أكنانا وجعل لكم سرابيل تقيكم الحر وسرابيل تقيكم بأسكم كذلك يتم نعمته عليكم لعلكم تسلمون. In this way Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is making and perfecting his blessings for you so that you should surrender to him. To Allah I surrender myself. إِنِّي أَسْلَمْتُ وَجْهِيَ لِلَّذِي فَطَرَ السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضَ حَنِيفًا. That is the purpose. You should understand these bounties, these mercies of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And in giving him thanks, you should prostrate before him. And you should obey him. You should take him as your master. فَإِن تَوَلَّوْا فَإِنَّمَا عَلَيْكَ الْبَلَاغُ الْمُبِينِ. Now, O Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, even after hearing all this, they turn their faces away. They go. They don't accept. Then on you is no responsibility except of conveying to them. Your work is done. You have recited these ayat to them. They have listened. Your work is done. Your responsibility is fulfilled. Now it is a matter between them and Allah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will bring to the book and will punish them. يَعْرِفُونَ نِعْمَةَ اللَّهِ ثُمَّ يُنْكِرُونَهَا. They know and they acknowledge and recognize the blessings of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And then they deny them. وَأَكْثَرُهُمُ الْكَافِرُونَ. And most of them are ungrateful. Ungrateful. وَيَوْمَ نَبْعَثُ مِنْ كُلِّ أُمَّةٍ شَهِيدًا. Now just recall the day when we shall raise from among every community a witness. This subject we have already read in Suratul Nisa. فَكَيْفَ إِذَا جَيْنَا مِنْ كُلِّ أُمَّةٍ بِشَهِيدٍ وَجَيْنَا بِكَ عَلَىٰ هَؤُلَاءِ شَهِيدًا. On the day of judgment, before individual accountability, there is going to be an accountability of the ummas, of the communities. And first of all, the messenger who was sent to that ummah, he will stand up and he will testify before Lord, O Allah, your message which came to me through Jibreel, I had conveyed to them. Now they are responsible. So this is, you know, a witnessing of the messengers of Allah against their people. Because now they have no excuse. They can't plead ignorance. They can't say, oh Allah, your message was not conveyed to us. They will testify. يَوْمَ نَبْعَثُ مِنْ كُلِّ أُمَّةٍ شَهِيدًا ثُمَّ لَا يُؤْذَنُ لِلَّذِينَ كَفَرُوا وَلَا هُمْ يُسْتَعْتَبُونَ. And then after that, these people who disbelieve, who have rejected the idea, rejected the faith and iman, then they will not be allowed, nor they will be given a chance to apologize. No apologies. Time has gone. No repenting over here, useful. وَإِذَا رَأَى الَّذِينَ ظَلَمُوا الْعَذَابَ. And when these evildoers will see the chastisement before their own eyes, فَلَا يُخَفَّفُ عَنْهُمْ وَلَا هُمْ يُنْذَرُونَ. Then this chastisement will not be neither lightened for them, nor it will be, they will be respited. وَإِذَا رَأَى الَّذِينَ أَشْرَكُوا شُرَكَاءَهُمْ. It's a very interesting scene now. When these people were associating others with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, who were committing shirk with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, they will see those whom they thought that they are the partners with Allah. Maybe somebody, he spots, there is Shaykh Abdul Qadir Jilani. Or there is the saint, you know, for whom we had carved an idol. All the idols of Hazrat, the people of Hazrat Nuh alayhi salatu wasalam were carved as representing the saints who had died. Or Ya Allah, they were the saints. They were good people. But after they died, they made, you know, the idols in their name. So now they see, there is the person, or that is the angel which I used to worship. وَإِذَا رَأَى الَّذِينَ أَشْرَكُوا شُرَكَاءَهُمْ. When these people, mushrikeen, these people who were declaring somebody to be partner with Allah, when they will see their partners, قَالُوا رَبَّنَا هَا أُولَٰئِ شُرَكَاءُنَا أَلَّذِينَ كُنَّا نَدْعُو مِنْ دُونِكَ. They will cry out, oh Allah, they are the shuraka, they are the partners whom we were worshipping along with you. فَأَلْقَوْا إِلَيْهُمُ الْقَوْلَ إِنَّكُمْ لَكَاذِبُونَ. But those saints or angels will retort back saying, You are lying. They don't know that you were worshipping us. You are liars. إِنَّكُمْ لَكَاذِبُونَ وَأَلْقَوْا إِلَى اللَّهِ يَوْمَ يَذِنِ السَّلَمَةِ And that day, they will offer all their submission to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. وَذَلَّ عَنْهُمْ مَا كَانُوا يَفْتَرُونَ And whatever they had fabricated, that will go away from them. They have to be lost. الَّذِينَ كَفَرُوا وَصَدُّوا عَنْ سَبِيلِ اللَّهِ زِدْنَاهُمْ عَذَابًا فَوْقَ الْعَذَابِ بِمَا كَانُوا يَفْسُقُونَ Now another category. One is a kafir himself. And the other one, not only that, he is kafir himself. He is calling the other people also to commit kufr. Just as if a Muslim is a good man, he is doing good deeds, well, this is one level. But a person who is not only doing good deeds himself, he is yamur bil maruf wa yanha anil munkar, exhorting people to do good deeds and forbidding them from bad, so he is at a higher level. So in the same way, at a higher level will be the kuffar. الَّذِينَ كَفَرُوا وَصَدُّوا عَنْ سَبِيلِ اللَّهِ Those who committed kufr themselves, they rejected the faith and the call of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. وَصَدُّوا عَنْ سَبِيلِ اللَّهِ And they barred others also from accepting the faith and call of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. زِدْنَاهُمْ عَذَابًا فَوْقَ الْعَذَابِ To such people we shall go on increasing chastisement, over chastisement, or more increasing chastisement. Bima kanu yufsidun, because they were spreading corruption and they were making people, calling people towards the wrong way. وَيَوْمَ نَبْعَثُ فِي كُلِّ أُمَّةٍ شَهِيدًا عَلَيْهِمْ Again, the same thing. Recall the day when we shall raise from every community a witness from among them who will testify against them. Min أَنْفُسِهِمْ وَجَيْنَا بِكَ شَهِيدًا عَلَىٰ هَٰؤُلَاءِ And we shall bring forth you, O Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, to testify against these people, your nation, who are Quraysh, nation of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Hiskithalkin, this is your nation, this is your tribe. But on the day of judgment, you will have to stand and testify before the Lord that, O Allah, I have conveyed to them your message. Now they are responsible. They can't plead ignorance. وَيَوْمَ نَبْعَثُ فِي كُلِّ أُمَّةٍ شَهِيدًا عَلَيْهِمْ مِنْ أَنْفُسِهِمْ وَجَيْنَا بِكَ شَهِيدًا عَلَىٰ هَٰؤُلَاءِ وَنَزَّلْنَا عَلَيْكَ الْكِتَابَ تِبْيَانًا لِكُلِّ شَيْءٍ And we have sent down this book on you, O Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, which explains everything. وَهُدًا And is a guidance. وَرَحْمَةً And a mercy. وَبُشْرَىٰ لِلْمُسْلِمِينَ And it is a glad tidings for those who submit themselves to the will of Allah. اللهم ربنا اجعلنا منهم May Allah include us among them. إِنَّ اللَّهَ يَأْمُرُ بِالْعَدْلِ وَالْإِحْسَانِ وَإِيتَاءِ ذِي الْقُرْبَى This is a very profound ayah and you must be hearing it every Friday. You know the first part of the Jummah sermon ends with this ayah. إِنَّ اللَّهَ يَأْمُرُ بِالْعَدْلِ وَالْإِحْسَانِ وَإِيتَاءِ ذِي الْقُرْبَى وَيَنْهَى عَنِ الْفَحْشَاءِ وَالْمُنكَرِ وَالْبَغْيِ Very profound and actually in the now the surahs that are going to come The details of these six things we shall find in Surah Bani Israel. Verily Allah commands you, number one, to justice. Number two, adopting beautiful behavior, ihsan. Number three, wa itai dil qurba, and giving help to kinsmen, relatives. Adl, number one, justice. Adopting a very beautiful attitude. And number three, giving help to the needy amongst your relatives. وَيَنْهَا عَنِ الْفَحْشَاءِ وَالْمُنْكَرِ وَالْبَغْيِ And he forbids you from all sorts of indecencies. فَحْشَاء This is the plural of فَحْش. All forms of indecencies. And number two, مُنْكَر Everything which is hated and abhorred by the human nature. Nature tells us this is bad, this is bad. Very, you know, the very nature of every person tells him this is bad. To tell a lie is bad. To break a promise is bad. To be disrespectful to your parents is bad. Everybody knows it. You need not be told. These things are being ingrained in the human nature. Alhamaha, fujuraha, wa taqwaha. These are there. So, anil fashai wal munkar wal baghi. And transgression and oppression of any kind. So, three things Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has commanded us to do. And three things He has forbidden us from. Adl, justice. And most beautiful attitude in life. And number three, giving your wealth to the needy among your relatives and kith and kin. And you have to abstain from what? All forms of indecency. All everything which is abhorred by human nature. And all forms of transgression and oppression. يَعِذُكُمْ لَعَلَّكُمْ تَذَكَّرُونَ He is exhorting you. He is giving advice to you so that you may be admonished. وَعَفُوا بَعْدِ اللَّهِ إِذَا عَهَدْتُمْ And fulfill the covenant of Allah when you have made a covenant with Him. First of all, this covenant we made as spirits with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. أَلَسْتُ لِرَبِّكُمْ قَالُوا بَلَى Then a covenant is made when somebody accepts the call of a messenger. There is a covenant. Misaq. The sharia that the messenger brings. You have to obey the sharia. That is the another covenant. So covenant after covenant. Afu bi'ahdillahi idha ahadtum. You must fulfill the covenant that you have made with Allah. Wala tanqudu al-aymana ba'da tawqidiha. And never break the your promises. Made the confirming their your oath. Never break your oath after confirming them. وَقَدْ جَعَلْتُمُ اللَّهُ عَلَيْكُمْ كَفِيلًا While you have made Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He is a surety over that agreement that you have made. In the name of Allah, you have entered into agreement with some fellow person. Now Allah is a witness over it. جَعَلْتُمُ اللَّهُ عَلَيْكُمْ كَفِيلًا إِنَّ اللَّهَ يَعْلَمُ مَا تَفْعَلُونَ Verily Allah knows what you are doing. وَلَا تَكُونُوا كَالَّتِي نَقَضَتْ غَزْلَهَا مِنْ بَعْدِ قُوَّةٍ أَنْكَاثًا And don't become like that old lady who used to break the thread after firmly spinning it. This is a simile. An old lady spinning the thread and then in the evening breaking it away into pieces. Now this simile actually is for the Jews, for Bani Israel. They were waiting for the last messenger of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But when the last messenger of Allah came, then they swore that we will not accept him. So actually, all the thread that they had spun, they have broken it off. They were waiting for him, for the last messenger of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. تَتَّخِذُونَ أَيْمَانَكُمْ دَخَلًا بَيْنَكُمْ You have taken your oath as deceiving, as deception amongst you. أَنْتَكُونَ أُمَّةٌ هِي أَرْمَى مِنْ أُمَّةٍ Only fearing lest another ummah becomes more prosperous than your ummah. What they were fearing? We were the ummah. We were the ummah of Allah. We were the ummah of Moses. We had with us the book, Torah. We had the law, Mosaic law. This is our position. Now another ummah is coming up on the basis of the messenger of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Lest this ummah becomes, comes up and it is higher than us. This is the real reason due to which they never accepted Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Although Quran says in more than one place, يَعْرِفُونَهُ كَمَا يَعْرِفُونَ أَبْنَاهُ They had recognized Muhammad just as they recognized their sons. Nobody can commit a mistake in recognizing his own son. But just as they recognize their sons, they recognize Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. But they decided and they swore, they took oath that we are not going to accept. وَلَا يُبَيَّنَنَّ لَكُمْ يَوْمَ الْقَيَامَةِ مَا كُنْتُمْ فِيهِ إِنَّمَا يَبْلُوكُمُ اللَّهُ بِهِ Actually Allah Ta'ala is testing you over this. If you are faithful to Allah, you must accept the messenger which Allah has sent. So it is a test. You are being tested. إِنَّمَا يَبْلُوكُمُ اللَّهُ بِهِ Allah is actually testing you in this. ولا يبينن لكم يوم القيامة ما كنتم فيه تختلفون. In all the day of judgment, he will make it clear and plain for you in all those matters in which you are differing. ولو شاء الله لجعلكم أمة واحدة. Had Allah willed, He would have made you all one ummah. There would have been no ummah of Moses and no ummah of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Allah, if He had designed so, and if He had decided so, He could make all humanity one ummah. وَلَوْ شَاءَ اللَّهُ لَجْعَلَكُمْ أُمَّةً وَاحِدَةً وَلَاكِنْ يُضِلُّ مَنْ يَشَاءُ وَيَهْدِي مَنْ يَشَاءُ. But this is the rule of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He sends astray whomsoever He likes, and guides to the right path whomsoever He likes. وَلَتُسْأَلُنَّ عَمَّا كُنْتُمْ تَعْمَلُونَ. And you will definitely be questioned about what you are doing. Your attitude today, it will be decisive for your future in the life hereafter. وَلَا تَتَّخِذُوا أَيْمَانَكُمْ دَخَلًا بَيْنَكُمْ فَتَظِلَّ قَدَمٌ بَعْدَ ثُبُوتِهَا. And don't take your oath as a deceit among you. You know, the people, the Christians of Quraysh, they swore by Allah to impress upon their common people, their public, that we are honest. We want to know what Muhammad has to say. As we read, you know, in Surah Al-An'am, if he is a messenger of Allah, he should fulfill our demand. He should show the miracle, the visible miracle. We should find in the next Surah of Bani Israel the list of their demand. There should be a palace that should appear here in Makkah for you. Or a garden should be there. And you know, the rivulet should be flowing in that garden. Or you should ascend to the heaven, and we should see that you are ascending. And then you should come down with a book in your hand, that we can touch and see, really it is the book. So you fulfill any of these demands, and we will accept you as Messenger of Allah. So they used to swear by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, but we are sincere. Only to deceive and lead astray their masses, their common people, who look to them for guidance and for lead. وَلَا تَتَّخِذُوا أَيْمَانَكُمْ دَخَلًا بَيْنَكُمْ فَتَظِلَّ قَدَمٌ بَعْدَ ثُبُوتِهَا. Maybe a person had come to understand, and he was leaning, and he was preparing to accept the call of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. But then, you know, such things happened, and he goes away. He goes back. وَتَذُوقُوا السُّوءَ بِمَا صَدَدْتُمْ مَنْ سَبِيلِ اللَّهِ. Then you will have to taste the evil results of your leading people astray from the way of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. وَلَكُمْ عَذَابٌ عَظِيمٌ. And there will be a very big chastisement for you. وَلَا تَشْتَرُوا بِعَهْدِ اللَّهِ ثَمَنًا قَلِيلًا. And don't barter the covenant of Allah with a very small price. This world, and you are selling the covenant of Allah against some riches, some gains, some benefits of this world. This is nothing. As compared to the life of hereafter, it is nothing. وَلَا تَشْتَرُوا بِعَهْدِ اللَّهِ ثَمَنًا قَلِيلًا. إِنَّمَا عِنْدَ اللَّهِ هُوَ خَيْرٌ لَكُمْ إِن كُنْتُمْ تَعْلَمُونَ. Whatever is there with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, it is much better for you if you have the real knowledge, if you can understand the real thing. مَا عِنْدَكُمْ يَنْفَضْ وَمَا عِنْدَ اللَّهِ بَعْضُ. Whatever is with you will come to an end. Whatever is with Allah, it will remain forever. It is lasting. وَلَذَجْزِيَنَّ الَّذِينَ صَبَرُوا أَجْرَهُمْ بِأَحْسَنِ مَا كَانُوا يَعْمَلُونَ. And we'll surely and definitely reward those people who persevered according to the best of their actions that they used to do. Every person, although he's doing good things, but there is something bigger good, a smaller good. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will fix the level of a person in Jannah according to the highest good deeds that he was doing, not the lower deeds. Maybe some deeds are good, but at a lower level. But there are good deeds at a higher level. So the level in Jannah will be decided of these believers according to the highest good that they were committing and they were doing. مَنْ عَمِلَ صَالِحًا مِنْ ذَكَرٍ أَوْ أُنْثَى وَهُوَ مُؤْمِنٌ فَلَنُحْيِيَنَّهُ حَيَاةً طَيِّبَةً. Whosoever does good deeds, whether be a male or a female, min zakarin aw untha, wa huwa mu'min, but he or she should be a believer. That is, good deeds without iman means this. Good deeds with iman, wa huwa mu'minun, man amila salihan min zakarin aw untha, wa huwa mu'minun, falanuhyiyannahu hayatan tayyiba. We shall definitely give them a goodly life in this world also. In the hereafter, we will give them what we will give them. But here also, in this world, they will be contented. They will have peace of mind, the peace in their heart. They will be pleased with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So actually, this is the best life that a human being can be given. لَنُهِيَنَّهُ حَيَاتٌ طَيِّبَةٌ وَلَنَجْزِيَنَّهُمْ أَجْرَهُمْ بِأَحْسَنِ مَا كَانُوا يَعْمَلُونَ. And again the same thing. And we shall reward them according to the best deeds of theirs that they were doing. فَإِذَا قَرَاتَ الْقُرْآنَ فَاسْتَعِذْ بِاللَّهِ مِنَ الشَّيْطَانِ الرَّجِيمِ. So when you recite Quran, so first of all, take refuge of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala min Satan. From Satan, the accursed. This is the command of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Whenever we have to recite Quran, first of all, A'udhu billahi min ash-shaytanir rajeem. Then bismillahir rahmanir rahim. And then go on. فَإِذَا قَرَاتَ الْقُرْآنَ فَاسْتَعِذْ بِاللَّهِ مِنَ الشَّيْطَانِ الرَّجِيمِ. إِنَّهُ لَيْسَ لَهُ سُلْطَانٌ عَلَى الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا. He, that is Satan, has no authority over those people who believe. وَعَلَىٰ رَبِّهِمْ يَتَوَكَّلُونَ. And who have put their trust in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. People who believe in Allah and they have put all their trust in Him. Satan cannot deceive them. Satan cannot lead them astray. Satan has no authority over them. إِنَّمَا سُلْطَانُهُ عَلَى الَّذِينَ يَتَوَلَّعُهُ. His authority is over those people who become friends of Satan. Themselves, befriend him. They become his friends. وَالَّذِينَ هُمْ بِهِ مُشْرِكُونَ. And those who take to assigning partners with equals to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Over them, Satan has the authority. He will take them anywhere he likes. But the person who has real iman, and the person who has all the trust in his Lord, in his Rabb, in his Allah, well, Satan cannot do any harm to him. وَإِذَا بَدَّلْنَا آيَةً مَكَانَ آيَةً. And when we substitute one ayah in place of another ayah, you know, this substitution of ayat is in two ways. There was some commandment of Allah in the Mosaic law, law of Moses. Now Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has changed it. The rules and regulations for fasting in that former Sharia were different. The rules of fasting in this Sharia are different. Now because they themselves left Friday and adopted Sabbath, Saturday as the sacred day, it was allotted to them. Okay, so. But for us, it is Jumma. So there is a substitution of commands of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Then also, in the lifetime of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, commands were changed. For example, at one time, it was imperative that every person who is leaving behind some wealth must make some will for the parents, for the relatives, for the poor. It was imperative. It was first. كُتِبَ عَلَيْكُمْ إِذَا حَضَرَ أَحَدَكُمُ الْمَوْتُ إِنْ تَرَكَ خَيْرًا الْوَصِيَّةُ لِلْوَالِدَيْنِ وَالْأَقْرَبِينَ. It was nothing. But when the law of inheritance came in Surah An-Nisa, well, this thing was removed. Now it is not necessary. The inheritance will be divided according to the law of Sharia. So in this way, these commandments have been changing. But you know these people, they were objecting to it. وَإِذَا بَدَّلْنَا آيَةً مَكَانَ آيَةٍ وَاللَّهُ عَلَمُ بِمَا يُنَزِّلُ. When we change an ayah and substitute another ayah in its place, and Allah very well knows what He is sending down. قَالُوا إِنَّمَا أَنْتَ مُفْتَرْ. They say, oh Muhammad, you are fabricating things from your own mind. إِنَّمَا أَنْتَ مُفْتَرْ بَلْ أَكْثَرُهُمْ لَا يَعْلَمُونَ. While the reality is that most of them don't know, so they don't have the knowledge. قل نزله روح القدس من ربك. Tell them, this Quran has been sent down on my heart through روح القدس, the Holy Ghost, the Holy Ghost of the Christian dogma. They call Jibreel Holy Ghost, and they have included him in the Trinity. God the Father, God the Son, and the Holy Ghost. Originally the Trinity was God the Father, God the Mother, God the Son. Mary was included as a deity in the Trinity originally, but later on they changed it. But this Ruhul Quds, Jibreel alayhi salatu wasalam, he has sent down, Nazzalahu Ruhul Quds, min Rabbika, from your Lord, bil haqq, with truth, li yusabbita allatheena amanu, so that he confirms and strengthens those who believe, wa hudan wa bushra lil muslimin, and a guidance and a good tiding for those who submit themselves to the will of Allah. وَلَقَدْ نَعْلَمُ أَنَّهُمْ يَقُولُونَ إِنَّمَا يُعَلِّمُهُ بَشَرٌ. And we very well know, O Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that these people are saying that actually a human being is teaching him. They used to say that there is some slave from some Syria, etc., whether he is a Jew or a Christian, but he is a knowledgeable person. He knows the old scriptures. And he dictates something to Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And then Muhammad comes and says, this is the revelation which has come to me today. This was what they said. وَلَقَدْ نَعْلَمُ أَنَّهُمْ يَقُولُونَ إِنَّهَوَا يُعَلِّمُهُ بَشَرٌ. You will well know that they say that actually a human being is teaching Muhammad all these things. لِسَانُ الَّذِي يُلْهِدُونَ إِلَيْهِ عَجَمِيٌ. وَهَذَا لِسَانُ الْعَرَبِيُ الْمُبِينَ. The tongue, the language of the person to whom they are alluding, that is foreign language, not Arabic language. If he is a Jew from Syria or if he is a Christian, Arabic is not his tongue. وَهَذَا لِسَانُ الْعَرَبِيُ الْمُبِينَ. While this Quran is in the language of Arabic, which is very plain, very clear, 100% correct. إن الذين لا يؤمنون بآيات الله لا يهديهم الله ولهم عذاب أليم. Verily those people who do not believe in the ayat of Allah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is not going to lead them to the right path, and for them is a very painful chastisement. إنما يفتري الكذب الذين لا يؤمنون بآيات الله. Evil and wrong fabrications are done by those people who don't believe in the ayat of Allah. وَأُولَٰئِكَ هُمُ الْكَاذِبُونَ. Actually, they are the liars. They are the ones who tell lies. مَنْ كَفَرَ بِاللَّهِ مِنْ بَعْدِ إِيمَانِهِ إِلَّا مَنْ أُكْرِهَ وَقَلْبُهُ مُطْمَئِنٌّ بِالْإِيمَانِ وَلَٰكِنْ مَنْ شَرَحَ بِالْكُفْرِ صَدْرًا فَعَلَيْهِمْ غَضَبٌ مِنَ اللَّهِ وَلَهُمْ عَذَابٌ أَلِيمٌ. Whosoever, after accepting Iman, becoming a mu'min, and then he turns to kufr, which we call irtidad, if he becomes a murtad, then for him, you know, there is the wrath of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and a very big chastisement, except the one who has been forced to do it. And only to save his life, he says something which is with denotes kufr. But in his own heart and chest, he is steadfast on Iman. So this is actually a concession that Allah gives to people who are weak. There are strong people who can give their lives, and they are not ready to utter one word of kufr from their tongue. But there can be some weak people. Only to save their life, they can say something which the others may think that he has become a kafir now. But he is in his heart, in his chest, he is steadfast on Iman. So he is an exception. But whosoever chooses it, and whosoever is contented with kufr now, then for him there is the wrath of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and a very big chastisement. ذَلَكَ بِأَنَّهُمْ اسْتَحَبُّ الْحَيَاةَ الدُّنْيَا عَلَى الْآخِرَةِ. And this is because they loved the life of this world more than the life of the hereafter. وَأَنَّ اللَّهَ لَا يَهْدِي الْقَوْمَ الْكَافِرِينَ. And verily Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala doesn't lead to the right path those people who are ungrateful. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given you the guidance. You should be thankful for him. And you should be ready to risk your life for that truth, for that haq that has come to you, that has dawned upon you. Because this life is going to end. If not today, tomorrow.
If not tomorrow, day after. Why to save your life, you say something which is kufr, which amounts to becoming a kafir after becoming mu'min. So the thing should be that one should be ready to lay down his life. But for the weaker people, there is a concession. If they save, if they can save their life by uttering some sentences, by which the enemies would be satisfied that, okay, now leave him. He has become a kafir. Then it is allowed. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will not bring him to book. أُولَٰئِكَ الَّذِينَ تَبَعَ اللَّهُ عَلَىٰ قُلُوبِهِمْ Those people who love the life of this world more than the life of hereafter, they are the people on whose hearts Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has put a seal. أُولَٰئِكَ الَّذِينَ تَبَعَ اللَّهُ عَلَىٰ قُلُوبِهِمْ وَسَمْعِهِمْ وَأَبْصَارِهِمْ Not only on their hearts, but also on their sights, on their hearing. وَأُولَٰئِكَ هُمُ الْغَافِلُونَ And verily, they are the people who are unaware of the real facts. لَا جَرَمَ أَنَّهُمْ فِي الْآخِرَةِ هُمُ الْخَاسِرُونَ And there can be no doubt that in the Akhirah, in the hereafter, they are the losers. They are doomed. There will be nothing for them. ثُمَّ إِنَّ رَبَّكَ لِلَّذِينَ هَاجَرُوا مِنْ بَعْدِ مَا فُتِنُوا Then your Lord is in favor of those, and He is merciful to those who made Hijrah, who migrated from Makkah to Medina, مِنْ بَعْدِ مَا فُتِنُوا After that, they were persecuted and tortured. ثُمَّ جَاهَدُوا وَصَبَرُوا And after coming over to Medina, then they made jihad from the cause of Allah, and they persevered in the way of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. إِنَّ رَبَّكَ مِنْ بَعْدِهَا لَغَفُورٌ رَحِيمٌ After this attitude of theirs, your Lord is definitely for them forgiving and merciful.
يَوْمَ تَأْتِي كُلُّ نَفْسٍ تُجَادِلُ عَنْ نَفْسِهَا وَتُوَفَّى كُلُّ نَفْسٍ مَا عَمِلَتْ وَهُمْ لَا يُظْلَمُونَ
Recall the day when every soul will come disputing on its own behalf, arguing in the defense for itself. وَتُوَفَّى كُلُّ نَفْسٍ And every soul will be paid in full مَا عَمِلَتْ Whatsoever it would have done, whatsoever it would have earned, وَهُمْ لَا يُسْلَمُونَ And they will not be wronged.
وَضَرَبَ اللَّهُ مَثَلًا قَرْيَةً كَانَتْ آمِنَةً مُطْمَئِنَّةً
And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tries the similitude of a township which was at peace, qaryatan kanat aminatan, mutmainnatan, contented, yatiha rizquha ragadam min kulli makanin. And all the requirements, the food etc. used to come to it from all the places. فَكَفَرَتْ بِأَنْعُمِ اللَّهِ Then it became ungrateful for the blessings of Allah. فَعَذَاقَ اللَّهُ لِبَاسَ الْجُوعِ وَالْخَوْفِ So Allah let it taste the garment of hunger and of fear. لِمَا كَانُوا يَسْنَعُونَ Because of what they used to do. Recalling this simile, there are three views of the Exodus. One is that it is common, not a particular city or township, mentioned here. The other is that it is the story of the nation of Saba in Yemen. And the third, which I prefer, is that here actually a similitude is given for Makkah itself. Makkah was at peace, no doubt, place of peace. Number two, the fruit from all the sides. From the whole of the world coming to it. And it was so before also, just as it is today. But when Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam was, when he was appointed by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to call the people of Makkah towards Tawheed, to believe in one God, to worship one God, and to believe in the direction, and to take to the right path. And now the people refuse to accept him. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for their excitement, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala produced a famine over there.
And that is actually mentioned over here. Because it's the rule of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. وَلَنُزِيقَنَّهُمْ مِنَ الْعَذَابِ الْأَدْنَى دُونَ الْعَذَابِ الْأَكْبَرِ لَعَلَّهُمْ يَرْجِعُونَ. Whenever Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sent messenger to any nation, any people, any town, any city, He sent small, you know, chastisements, so that the people should awaken, wake up, so that they now listen with attention to the call of the Messenger of Allah, before the final destruction. So that was the case at Makkah also, it is historically established. وَلَقَدْ جَاءَهُمْ رَسُولٌ مِّنْهُمْ And a messenger had already come to them from among themselves. فَكَذَّبُوا But they refused to accept it. They belied it. فَأَخَذَهُمُ الْعَذَابُ وَهُمْ ظَالِمُونَ So the chastisement took over them and they were the evil doers. فَكُلُوا مِمَّا رَزَقَكُمُ اللَّهُ حَلَالًا طَيِّبًا So, O mankind, you eat from whatever Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has provided you. If it is lawful and clean, halalan tayyiba, whatever is lawful, not forbidden, not haram, tayyiba, clean. In kuntum iyyahu ta'budun, and you should thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, washkuru ni'matallahi, in kuntum iyyahu ta'budun, and for this, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given you these bounties, you should be thankful to Him, if you really worship Him. إنما حرم عليكم الميتة والدم ولحم الخنزير وما أهل لغير الله به Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has forbidden and declared haram for you four things. Number one, al-maita, the meat of the dead animal. والدم. Number two, blood. ولحم الخنزير and the flesh of swine. وما أهل لغير الله به And the heat of the animal which has been sacrificed for anybody else except Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. فَمَنْ اِسْتُرَّ غَيْرَ بَاغٍ وَلَا عَادٍ But whosoever is compelled by necessity, he is dying with hunger and he has nothing else to eat. For that is permissible for him. But with two conditions, غَيْرَ بَاغٍ Not craving for it. وَلَا عَادٍ And not transgressing the minimum limit. To keep alive. Not more than that. فَإِنَّ اللَّهَ غَفُورُ الرَّحِيمُ So if a person is in such a distress and he has to use something from these four things which have been declared unlawful, haram, he can take something to save his life. وَلَا تَقُولُ لِمَا تَصِفُ أَلْسِنَتُكُمُ الْكَذِبَ هَذَا حَلَالٌ وَهَذَا حَرَامٌ And don't say with your tongues incorrectly that this is halal, permissible, and this is haram, this is forbidden. What does it mean? It's for Allah to decide what is halal, what is haram, what is forbidden, and what is permissible. لَتَفْتَرُوا عَلَى اللَّهِ الْكَذِبِ Not that you should fabricate lies on Allah. You hold an opinion of your own, and then say this is from Allah. إِنَّ الَّذِينَ يَفْتَرُونَ عَلَى اللَّهِ الْكَذِبَ لَا يُفْلِحُونَ Those who forge and lie against Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, they will not be successful. مَتَعُمْ قَلِيمُ This world is a little enjoyment, a place to live for some time. وَلَهُمْ عَذَابٌ أَلِيمٌ And then for them will be a very painful chastisement. وَعَلَى الَّذِينَ هَادُوا حَرَّمْنَا مَا قَصَصْنَا عَلَيْكَ مِنْ قَبْلِ As for those who became Jews, we have declared unlawful, forbidden them from some things which we have already narrated to you. وَعَمْ ظَلَمْنَاهُمْ And we didn't wrong them. We didn't do anything wrong to them. وَلَكِنْ كَانُوا أَنفُسَهُمْ يَسْلِمُونَ But they had been doing wrong to themselves. ثُمَّ إِنَّ رَبَّكَ لِلَّذِينَ عَمِلُوا السُّوَى بِجَهَالَةٍ Then your Lord is in favor of those who commit something bad, evil, in ignorance, not knowingly. ثُمَّ تَابُوا مِنْ بَعْدِ ذَلِكَ And then they apologize and repent after that. إِنَّ رَبَّكَ مِنْ بَعْدِهَا لَغَفُورٌ رَحِيمٌ Surely your Lord, after this, that after they have repented, so He is the forgiving and the merciful.
ان ابراهيم كان امه قانتا لله حنيفا ولم يكن من المشركين. Verily, surely Ibrahim, ala nabiyyina wa alayhi salatu wasalam, was an ummah. What does it mean? A leader, a model for whole humanity. Amma yawmu means to aim something. And from this is imam. So here this word ummah is used in place of imam. Inni ja'aluka linnasi imama. That was the promise given to Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam, and we have it in the first part of Quran, in the 15th section of Surah Al-Baqarah. Inni ja'aluka linnasi imama. So here this word is used in place of imam. Inna Ibrahim kana ummatan qanitan lillah. He was the imam, the leader, a model for the humanity. Obedient to Allah. Hanifan, upright man of pure faith. Walam yakun minal mushrikeen. And he was not from those who assigned partners and equals to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Shakiran li an'amihi. He was grateful and thankful to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for his blessings. Ijtibahu. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has selected him, chosen him. Wahadahu ila sirati mustaqim. And guided him to the right path, straight path. Wa'atainahu fi dunya hasana. And we gave him in this world also good blessings. Wa innahu fil akhirati lamin as-salihin. And verily, surely, in the hereafter, he will be from among our righteous people. Summa awhayna ilayka. Then after him, we have revealed to you, we have sent down the revelation to you, O Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, anittabi millata Ibrahim hanifa, that you should follow the creed of Ibrahim, who was upright and of pure faith, wama kana min al-mushrikeen, and he was not one of the associates. إِنَّمَا جُعِلَ السَّبْتُ عَلَى الَّذِينَ اخْتَلَفُوا فِيهِ. The Sabbath was only appointed for those who differed concerning it. Actually for them also, Friday was prescribed. This is given in a hadith of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. But by due to their mischief, they misliked Friday and they adopted Sabbath. Settled it. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala also said, okay, it is fixed for you now. In the majority of some, the Saturday was fixed for those people, Alan Nadin of Tarafufi, who had differed regarding it. By the Rabbaka la yahkumu ba'inahu yawm al-qiyamah fi ma kanu fi yakhtalifun. And surely your Lord will judge between them on the day of judgment in all the matters in which they were differing. Udo ila sabil rabbika bil hikmati wal ma'izati al hasamati wa jadilu bil lati ahsan. Now these last four ayat are very profound, very important. Addressing directly Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and his companions, his followers. Ayah 125, again I have to say the same verse, very profound. It gives us three levels of da'wah. Calling towards Allah, calling towards the straight path, calling towards the religion of Allah, deen of Allah. This calling has to be on one of the three levels. Number one, level of the intelligentsia, the intellectual minority. You can't impress them by sermons. No. They need arguments. So first of all, highest level of da'wah is with hikmah. Udo ila sabili rabbika. Call towards the path of your Lord with wisdom, with knowledge, with arguments. Because when Quran asks others, Hatu burhanakum in kuntum sadiqin, bring forth your arguments if you are true, then others have also the right to demand arguments. So this is the highest level of the intelligentsia or the intellectual minority. Then comes the level of the common people, whose minds are like clean slates. You can write on it. They don't have any philosophies in their mind. They don't know what is Marxism and what is existentialism and what is logical positivism, nothing of the sort. So you can approach their hearts directly. And to approach their hearts directly, good sermon. Ma'izatil hasana. This is the second level. If it comes from your heart, it will descend on the heart of the person to whom you are calling. As dil khizat, bar dil rezat. Only you have to be sincere. Whatever you say out of sincerity. Not that you want to impose yourself upon that person. To show him you are inferior and I am superior. No, no, no. Out of sincerity. And out of humility. You call them towards the deen of Allah. So this good sermon will do in the case of common people. Number third level, وَجَادِلْهُمْ بِالَّتِي أَحْسَنُ. There are some people who are paid for taking people astray. The missionaries of the Christians, they are paid for it. The Muballighin of Qadiani, they are paid for it. The Muballighin of Baha'i, they are paid for it. They are not going to listen to any sermon, nor are they ready to listen to any argument. There you have to fight with them, quarrel with them, argue with them. This is called Mujadala from Jadl. Jadl means fighting. But verbal fighting, Munazara. Munazara, Mubahala, as this word came in Surah Al Imran. So this level also, third level, you have to argue with them and defeat them in their arguments. But here also, your attitude should be very good, not bad. You shouldn't call names. You should retain a level, a moral level. وَجَادِلْهُمْ بِالَّتِي أَحْسَنُ. Even you have to argue against them, but it should be in a very, very good way, beautiful way. إِنَّ رَبَّكَ هُوَ عَلَمُ بِمَنْ ضَلَّ عَنْ سَبِيلِهِ. Surely your Lord very well knows who has gone astray from his path. وَهُوَ عَلَمُ بِالْمُهْتَدِينَ. And he knows very well those who are rightly guided. فَإِنْ عَاقَبْتُمْ. But if you have to take revenge, now if your opponents are calling names to you, they are persecuting you, doing some harm to you, and now if you decide that you have to take revenge, in عَاقَبْتُمْ فَعَاقِبُوا بِمِثْلِ مَا عُوقِبْتُمْ بِهِ, then punish them only with the life of that which they were afflicted. And you were afflicted this much. So that much only can you afflict them. Not more than that. So you have to be equal. Whatever harm they did to you, you can take the revenge to that extent, but not more. فَإِنْ عَاقَبْتُمْ فَعَاقِبُوا مِثْلِ مَا عُوقِبْتُمْ بِهِ وَلَئِنْ صَبَرْتُمْ لَهُوَ خَيْرٌ لِلصَّابِرِينَ. But if you endure patiently, don't take revenge. Because you know this is a Makki surah. During the Makki period, this was the order of the day for all the 12 long years. That O Muslims, no retaliation from your side. Take all the persecution patiently. Whether it is verbal persecution or it is physical persecution. But you are not to retaliate. No retaliation whatsoever. So that is also given here. Well, in Sabarkum, if you take it patiently, pocket it, and don't take revenge. لَهُوَ خَيْرٌ لِلصَّابِرِينَ. It is much better for those who persevere and who endure patiently. وَصْبِرْ وَمَا صَبْرُكَ إِلَّا بِاللَّهِ. And endure you also, O Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. وَصْبِرْ وَمَا صَبْرُكَ إِلَّا بِاللَّهِ. And your patience is only from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Due to His support. Because you have put your trust in Him. وَلَا تَحْزَنْ عَلَيْهِمْ. And don't grieve on them. Because now they are doomed. Now that you have taken about 12 years in calling them to the right path. To Tawheer of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And they have rejected you. So Allah's excitement will come to them. But then you should not dream over it. Because yes, they are your citizens. They are your own tribe. You belong to Quraysh. You are a Qurashi. They are your citizens, your relatives. But don't dream on them. وَلَا تَكُفِي ذَاتٍ مِمَّا يَمْكُرُونَ. And also, don't be straightened in your hearts and chest due to what they are conspiring. They are conspiring against you. They are plotting against you. They are having mutual consultation that we should kill Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. We should murder him. All these things they are doing. But you don't think that they can do anything. So
وَلَا تَغُسْتِ ذَيْفٍ مِمَّا يَمْكُرُونَ Whatever plotting they are doing, whatever conspiracies they are hatching, they will do no harm to you. وَلَا تَغُسْتِ ذَيْفٍ مِمَّا يَمْكُرُونَ Don't be very fearful of these things. إِنَّ اللَّهَ مَعَ الَّذِينَ اتَّقَوْا Verily, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is with those people who have the fear of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the due regard of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, وَالَّذِينَ هُمْ مُحْسِنُونَ and who are excellent in worship and service of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah is with you, so you need not worry. Let them conspire. Let them plot. Let them make schemes. Don't worry, because Allah is with you. And this was the word that the Prophet said to Hazrat Abu Bakr Siddiq رضي الله تعالى عنه when they were both hiding in that cave of Sawr. And people had just reached, you know, at the mouth of that cave. And Abu Bakr said, رضي الله تعالى عنه, only if they cast their eyes towards their own feet, they will see us. What was the answer? لا تحزن إن الله معنا. Don't grieve. Verily Allah is with us. So this is it. إِنَّ اللَّهَ مَعَ الَّذِينَ اتَّقَوْا وَالَّذِينَ هُمْ مُحْسِنُونَ Let them conspire, let them plot, what intrigues they want to do. You don't worry. We are with you. So with this, Surah An-Nahl comes to an end. بارك الله لي ولكم في القرآن العظيم ونفعني وإياكم بالآيات والذكر